pay. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Edition of Sin City Radio. It's your boy Cass, chilling out as usual. Next week you was by his absence and father time, but I still got my girl Janae. Janae, what's happening with you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. Butter, what's good with you?
How y'all doing tonight? How y'all doing tonight?
Everything. Y'all know how it is. But, you know, before we even get started, I want to give my condolences and my prayers go out to Mr. Charles Montgomery, better known as Ice, tragically killed yesterday. And, okay, brother, you was a good friend. Matter of fact, you was more than a friend. You was like family, and you'll truly be missed. Miss you, brother. All right, y'all, had to get that out the way. All right, something else I'm going to get out the way before we even get the show started. It's something, I mean, I feel like we would be wrong if we didn't touch on it. The Louisiana incident. Well, I ain't going to say it's an incident. I'm going to call it more of a travesty of justice about what happened to that young man who was brutally killed by the police down in Louisiana. And, I mean, the cameras rolling and everything. So, it's like, I really want to know what lie they're going to be able to come up with. I mean, because it was just a true, it was just, I mean, they had the man on the ground. They had his arms tied. And, I mean, you know, he was selling CDs. You selling CDs. And, I mean, I can't even tell you what the, what probably prompted and all this, but you know, my condolences go out to the family of Arthur Sterling too, because it was just a travesty. I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen the video, but it was just wrong, man. I mean, they just killed that man in cold blood. I mean, like I said, I know we don't normally talk about that, but this stuff about the police got to stop, man. At some point, you know, if we start to take action, they're going to say we being radicals, we being militant, we doing all this. But, I mean, they're killing our black men. I mean, blatantly, this is just like modern-day lynching. I mean, sorry, it was fucking horrible what it was. I mean, it's modern day lynching. It's modern day lynching when they could just literally come out there and just, I mean, then they got cameras. They got cameras and they're still doing it and they're still getting away with this. So what's the purpose of the cameras if y'all still gonna let them get away with it?
That's what I said. Can you tell what happened? Because I didn't see any of this.
Oh, well. A young man by the name of Alton. Wait a minute, 1 second. Man, I mean that one just got me upset a little bit. I'm sorry, y'all.
I haven't seen it because the company my cable's from took the channel Fox 59 and all of the little news channels that I got.
I mean, the video's posted all over Facebook. Ms. Pimp, what's happening?
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, I looked at two videos. One where it looked like a little bit from a distance, and the other video, it was like they was on top of them. And
right.
I'm speechless. I am absolute speechless. It's sickening.
Well,
it is absolute sickening.
Okay, well, hold on. For everybody that don't know what happened, what it was is the mayor, Alton Sterling. Now, he had an altercation with the police. He did have an altercation with the police, and they were trying to subdue him.
Yeah.
Now, if you watch the video, once you see the video, you see they have him subdued. They have him subdued. They have his arms pinned down. Everything. And they shoot him.
Wow.
They're yelling at him, and they shoot him. And then they're trying to say that he went for a gun or whatever, but the one video clearly shows the officer pulling the gun out his pocket. He never went for his gun, not one time. Not once did he ever go for his gun.
So what happened to the police officer who shot
him? I mean, they're on administrative leave. This just happened.
This just happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, it's just a travesty of justice, man. I mean, like I said, I know we don't normally get into situations like this. We get into show topics like this, but... And we're not going to harp on it all night because I know, like I said, we call in and have fun and do what we do and have a good time. But I just had to speak about that, man. It was just, I mean, just to just cold-bloodedly kill that man. And, I mean,
And they probably not. And they're going to go on with their happy lives. And my thing is, you know, us as black people, we continue to see it. We continue to, you know, allow these things to happen to us. And until we all come together and we fight back, it's going to continue to happen. You know, we all look at it because it's out there, it's happening to someone else. You know what I mean? But what happens when it's with somebody we know? You know what I'm saying? Or one of our family members. And then it becomes personal. It should be personal. Just because they're doing it to our people. You see what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
And see, if people don't realize
that, that's
why we need to come together. Because until we all come together and fight back, they're going to continue to have that, you know. We always going to be, you know, having justice over us.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you something else. And, I mean, I don't want nobody taking this like, oh, people in Sin City said this, or people in Sin City said that. But, I mean, I'm going to tell you what we need to do. And, I mean, hey, you take it how you want to take it. Let's start putting these cameras down and picking up these guns back at their ass. And then let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what happens then.
That's why they're trying to stop us from having guns in the first place, because they know what's going to happen.
Well, they ain't never going to stop us from having no guns.
Right.
When it becomes martial law, you got to turn them guns in.
Permit or not. Permit or not.
I like that.
From having no guns.
I'm going to tell you like this. I've been a gun-carrying son bitch since I was 16. I'm 42 now. I just got my permit 2 months ago. So I'm gonna tell you.
It is what it is, right?
It's gonna be what it's gonna be, you know. But I just had to touch on that, man. Like I said, I'd have felt out of place if I didn't. I would have felt like I was wrong if I didn't say anything about it, because, like I said, it's a true travesty of justice, and I hope justice will prevail. I'm not looking at justice in his favor until it happens, just because that's the way these motherfuckers got it set up. That we, I mean, to just kill him in cold blood like that is like, we're like cattle, you know, and it's just like, oh, that's just, you know, just fucking take him to the slaughterhouse.
I just read something where it said the guy, I guess he was I don't want to say what he was, but his name was Abdul something, and he allowed him to sell in front of his store. He said he saw the police officer take the gun from him, so he didn't have a weapon.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you see the video, you have to watch the video. They pull something from his pocket. It looks as if it's to be a weapon, but if you look at the video, you see he clearly never reached for it. He's trying to figure out what the... Yeah, he's trying to figure out why are they attacking him like that.
This is sad.
I mean, it's just a sad situation where a man get killed like that.
He said there was no altercation, as police claimed, until the cops tasered and tackled Sterling.
Like I said, it was when he took
his phone out and started recording.
Right, it was horrible. Like I said, it was a horrible thing. You know, I mean, anybody can see. Hell, I ain't being funny, but shit, Stevie Wonder can see that they were wrong.
Okay, y'all, right now, I ain't gonna be one of them parents on the TV talking about, I want you to kill everybody. I want everybody, if that was to ever happen, y'all gonna see the knee on the news. It's gonna be war. Do you understand? It's gonna be war. I am not even lying. I'm gonna tell everybody to kill everybody. I don't even give a fuck. Because you can't, you just not gonna do that to man. I'm sorry. And I don't care about them talking about keeping the peace. And all this and that, whatever it is, you should have kept the peace and did your job like you was fucking supposed to, and treat us like we fucking human beings, whether you like us or not.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Whether you like us or not, you still need to treat us like you want to be treated, and that's with respect. And that's all, that's all I'm going to say about that. Mm-hmm.
You were trained to subdue. Violence is supposed to be your last retaliation. That's supposed to be the last thing. That's supposed to be when the situation you done exhausted every other option. This is what you're trained to do. So now you telling me that all this training, y'all just kick the training out the window and just say, fuck them? Bullshit.
Because they got their own personal, you know, reasons on why they do things. I mean, hell, you talking about down south, and I know all the cities down south ain't, you know, exactly the same like they used to be, but hey, you know, that's the main, you know, racist places is down south.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think they changed completely? Hell, anytime we try to come up, they all, you know, they still do that up north. They shit. Okay, they not gonna, I just know it ain't gonna be no peace.
Study going down south,
though. Folks, study going down south. Okay, y'all. All right, like I said, we're not going to harp on it, but like I said, we just had to speak up on it. Let's go back to having fun now.
Okay, so I have a question. I know.
What's up?
Okay, if you are, it might just be a little joke to you once I ask the question, but if you're financially stable and this is really for women, and you're independent and all of that. Give me two reasons you need a man.
What?
Okay, so you said if you're a female and you're independent.
And you're financially independent and you're independent.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You want two reasons why you need a man.
Yes.
I think my two reasons would be, let me think about this, companionship. Companionship is one.
Mm-hmm.
And let me think. I'm trying to think of one of the, some of the most important ones. Well, I could think of a lot, but I'm trying to think of what's most important to me.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I would say love and companionship.
Okay.
Friendship.
Friendship.
I mean, you can name a lot of stuff.
Right.
Let me ask you, brother. Do you think, like, if you got those things that you named, do you think you don't need a man?
I think, honestly, and I know you're not going to believe me, I think that women were born put on this earth for men. So, of course, I believe you're supposed to have a man, but I do know that there are a lot of women who I've had conversations with who think that really they don't need a man, and I think that's another problem. But they think they don't need a man because they do everything anyway, or they, you know, since they're independent, they can get a toy to come. They can, if they need some companionship, they can call their friends over. If they need to cuddle, they can call somebody over and send them home.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everybody has an opinion, so I would like to know everybody's opinion. What do I think?
Okay. Yeah.
I think, if the question was towards me, my two reasons I need a man is because love. I want love and support. And let me see. Love, support, attention. Someone who knows you. It's about having somebody who knows you and accept you for everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I know.
Would you be able to accept a man for all his faults?
I think that every woman tries to accept a man for his faults, but because we have a mothering spirit, we try to change them or help them become whoever they're supposed to be faster, you know. It might just be me. But, you know, I don't know if I'm just the only one that's a little bit controlling, but I think that's really just the mothering.
Mothering? You think in being controlling is mothering?
I mean, I don't think you're taking it out of context, like, really, yeah. You have to control your kids.
I'm not taking it out of context.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Once you just said
you have to control your kids. And
okay,
then
so
you have to direct them in their future, right?
How do you take that into a relationship with a man?
Because because you're saying right here you're financially independent. That means that you have gotten where you need to be in life. So if that man has not gotten where he needs to be and you're used to nurturing and caring and helping and your kids, this is somebody else you love and want to help and make do better, you want to do that for them too. But most men don't like to be told what to do. So they feel like you're controlling them when really, really you're just nurturing what you see in them. Like if I say, you know, I see you being better than TMZ or better than this nation, you know, and then I have a whole.
That's true.
You can take that and be like, I like your comment, but don't tell me what to do. Or you could listen to me and let me help you, and then you become that and be happy. But a lot of men want to say,
I don't think that's not a controlling thing. That's support. But now controlling is when you're trying to tell me what I better do or what I'm going to do. That's controlling.
So really it sounds like it's just the way you say it. So I don't think either way it should be controlling. I believe it's the way you say it. Just like anything, if I'm with somebody that I love, okay, and we love each other, we've been together, I shouldn't take anything they say negatively because they shouldn't be trying to hurt me in the first place. And if you feel that way about the person that you're with, then that's not the person for you. But anything that person tells you should be uplifting towards you. It shouldn't be negative. And if they are, then that's not a good relationship is what I'm saying.
Right, right.
But it's about support and gather each other. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even though I might tell them something, you know, that I feel like that's going to help them, whether they do it or not, you know, that's on them. They still have to have that choice because it's still their life at the end of the day. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay, just because I offered that guidance to them and if they don't take it, I shouldn't nag them about it because now it becomes my choice. Do I stay with somebody who's not even looking at me as someone who's trying to help them or who's taking my things as being negative? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it differently.
Mm-hmm. I've had a situation before where, you know, every time I spoke, it was either being taken the wrong way, and a guy told me that I had, like, a mothering tone when I talked. And
okay.
I said, well, you know, I ain't trying to be nobody's mother. But I just felt like I was helping, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm helping.
Did he feel like you was helping?
He didn't at the time, no. But once I took my hands from the situation, then he realized I was helping.
Okay.
You huffing and puffing. What does that mean?
You know, because you have a tendency to never do anything wrong. I'm just saying. I mean, you get on the show every week and you never do anything wrong. So now, let me ask, with all this right doing, do you have any problems?
Everybody has problems. My problem is trying to make him do what I thought he was.
No. We're not gonna say him. What is yours in general?
Ooh, I'm an emotional, passionate Pisces.
Oh goodness.
she even said that. Okay, it's
what
enough
does that
your
mean?
Bullshit.
What does that mean?
Oh, my auntie is a Pisces. Oh, my goodness.
What does that mean?
We're going to make a throne and put y'all on it with y'all queen bees.
She come out
with an entrance every time, walking like she regal. I'm like, girl, if y'all come your ass on here. You ain't no damn queen. If she had a walking stick, she girl, man.
Honey.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know. It is what it is. I just, you know. But I am a passionate Pisces.
Okay, being passionate is one thing, but, I mean, when you sit down just actually, like, you know, I mean, and I'm not saying you per se, but you have a lot of women who, I mean, for whatever odd reason, adapt this concept that I'm just as good as a man. I mean, not to say that y'all not, I mean, but every situation, you ain't got to try to be just as tough or just as good as me. Some things you just need to be a woman as. That's just my opinion.
I understand that. Like, honestly, like I said before, when it all comes down to it, if I have a man in my presence where I don't have to take over, then I know my place.
Okay.
Always knows her place.
I'm going to use me as an example. I'm probably one of the hardest people that you can talk to, relationship-wise. I mean, when I mean talk to, I mean in the sense of you can't just order me to do anything. You can't. Now, with that being said, I mean, you can't just order me to do anything. You know what I'm saying? And if you know me good enough, it's like, I'm not no evil motherfucker. I mean, but, you know, no, you just can't,
And there's a different approach that you would use with you then. If I can't tell you to do something, then I'm not going to tell you to do something. I might.
Well, you know what? It's not the fact that you can't tell me, because, I mean, everybody can use a little guidance. I don't give a fuck how old you are. But my thing is, okay, I think my biggest pet peeve is you can't sit here and tell me to do this, that, and the other, and you ain't doing shit. If you want me to do what you want, lead by example.
Okay, so
you know,
I understand that in that situation. But in every situation that I've been in where I was telling somebody something, I was already doing mine. I was handling mine. I was handling mine before they got there.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. I don't mean, like, see, you pinpoint one thing. I mean, in general. That's just like, okay, if we're sitting there and you're like, man, can you please take the garbage out? And you said to me in a tone like, damn, I wish you'd take the garbage out. But the rest of the house looks like a fucking tornado. The shit that you probably normally clean up looks fucked up. But then you bitching at me about taking the garbage out. Don't do that. Now, what you can do is say, but we need to clean this house up. This house look a mess. Then I would probably look around like, yeah, you right. Let's go. But if you're going to sit there, can you take the garbage out? And the dishes is piled all the way up, so you know that you do the dishes. You cannot sit there. I'm going to look at you like you're retarded.
Now if you see me picking up.
Hold on, let me clarify this. Not to say that I will be, my house is just that trifle or nothing like that. I'm just using that example. My fellas probably be like, damn. So they get an attitude. They have to be nasty than a motherfucker. That's an example.
No. So if I'm cleaning and you see me cleaning and yeah, the house is in disarray, it's laundry day, and we eat leftovers. So it's stuff on the stove, and it's stuff in the hallway, and I'm cleaning, but everybody can smell the garbage. And I say, can you go take the garbage out? That's
If you starting to clean up, then yeah, I have no problem with that. I need to go and take the garbage out anyway. But if you just sitting on your ass watching Jerry Springer and look at me, ooh, this garbage stink. Can you take the garbage out? And I look around and this house is a total disarray. Don't get no attitude. Get your ass up and start cleaning. Then you gonna ask me something. You're not gonna sit there.
Okay, so what if I said? What
out.
If I'm laying on the couch watching more?
You never let me finish my sentence. Can I finish?
Okay. What if I'm watching Maury and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get about to clean up. Listen, I'm giving you a scenario. I'm watching Maury, and you come out the back, and I say, I'm about to get up and clean up, but can you take the garbage out? I don't know if you're about to leave or nothing. Can you take the garbage out? And you look around and get an attitude. I mean.
You still watching Maury?
Yeah, but it only got 15 more minutes left.
Shut the fuck up talking to me. Shut the fuck up talking to me. Bottom line. You're not going to sit there and watch no motherfucking TV and have me sitting there. No, hell no. You crazy.
No. I think I dated a guy one time where I had just stopped asking him to take the garbage out. And one day he said, when you going to snap and tell me to take the garbage out? I was like, what? I mean, I'm so used to you saying, motherfucker, take that garbage out. You ain't said it in about 3 weeks. I ain't going to say it. I shouldn't have to say it. And when I was saying it, it was pissing me off. So I'll take my own garbage out. But he liked me talking to him like that.
Where you at now?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all broke up because of the garbage?
Nope.
Oh, man. Okay.
I ain't petty.
I don't mean to change the subject, but check this out, y'all. I've been immortalized. I mean, hey, y'all got to check it out.
I've seen it.
Oh, boy. Is it a cold piece of work or what?
It is, though. It is. I said, wow. I was shocked. You say this for real now. Like,
for everybody that don't know, check this out. I had an action figure. I got an action figure out now.
So,
check it out. If y'all want to see what it look like, go to CNCityRadioShow.com. I'm about to post it on there. Hey, my action figure is cold.
Yes, it is. I was really shocked.
Oh, for everybody that's out there listening on Gangsterville Radio, Blog Talk Radio, you know, if y'all want to get in, y'all want to call the show, number is 646-727-1283. Call in, log on, get in with us. I mean, y'all want to talk about something, please do.
What you gonna do?
You gonna make it into a superhero?
Chocolate drop.
Okay. Well, yeah, we from the hood. We from the hood. I'm gonna need a name. Turn me into a superhero.
Yeah.
Well, we gotta keep this ghetto. We're going to keep this hood. We ain't going to say ghetto. We're going to keep this hood.
Okay.
All right. Now,
He definitely needs a hat.
Chocolate.
Need a hat.
Yeah. Need a hat.
Okay. All right, now. Okay, hold on, y'all. We got y'all. We got Delightful. Delightful, that's you.
That's me. Hi.
How are you?
What's
going down?
What have I missed?
Oh, everything. So I can ask you my question. Yes,
man, there she goes. How about that? How you doing? How's the show? Well, I told you about this. Stop jumping in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God, damn.
Yes, sir.
All the time I hear you lose your damn mind.
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
My goodness.
Right, oh, my.
Proceed with the question.
Okay. So, you say you're independent both physically and financially. Give me two reasons that you need a man.
Come again. One more time. Repeat the first part.
You're financially and physically, mentally, and all of that independent.
Mm-hmm.
So I need two reasons why you would need a man.
Support. Sex.
Dick. There you go.
I mean,
my father said
okay. Okay.
I mean, well, that's evident. I don't want no cold dick in me.
They got them that you can warm up now, but, you know.
Hard, dear, though. I need
are those the gas ones? I haven't tried those.
Yeah, those are the, yeah. Those are.
I need blood and veins going through.
I need it
some
to
shoulders
to scratch.
Itself. Some backs to scratch. Yes.
Yeah, I might end up getting off practice.
Yep, walking out the door.
Got a TV up or something?
She walking out the door right now.
I'm walking out the door.
Oh.
Okay. I'll smack it to my hand or something. Fucking with them dildos. Yeah, fucking arthritis. Can't even do that with that shit.
I don't know what I would do if I caught arthritis in my hands and I couldn't masturbate no more. That would be just... I don't know. Like, that would be heartbreaking. But, I mean, so let me turn the question around on you then, Cass. You're a man and you're a financially independent and, you know, you do your thing. Why would you need a woman? Two reasons.
Why would I need a woman?
Yes.
Well, that's simple. I mean, shit. I need my better half.
Lies.
Not a lie. I mean, I think whether you male or female, everybody needs that better half.
Are they necessarily better, though? Or are they just someone to bounce shit off of and have someone to release some stress and endorphins on? The
right.
feeling of meeting
well,
someone
there. Well, if that's the way you look at the relationship, then no, you don't need to be in it.
Well, I mean, you tell that to a few men around here, but, you know, I mean,
there you go. Now
right.
you want to pinpoint the men. You can tell that to women, too.
Okay, and women, because I didn't use my relationship as a crutch. I was the comfortability of it.
Right.
So, okay.
Oh, y'all killing me with y'all boy between you. I don't know who to work.
You don't know what?
Man, y'all really be using this.
Are you a Pisces? Delightful.
Huh?
Are you a Pisces?
No, I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay.
Who are you real friends?
I attract Pisces, which I don't think I need in my life. You do sound real friendly.
Yep.
I am.
Yep, people always want to be around you.
That's
aww.
My problem in my relationships. People always want to be around me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Like I said.
Okay, so that kind of made a question pop into my head. So you know how they say you can't be, you know, you can't have male friends, or if you do have male friends, they're just waiting on, you know, in the background on the bench or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Is that my problem that my male friends are waiting on the bench until you fuck up? Shouldn't the issue be if you can trust me or not to act or them to engage until you fuck up? Because if that's the case, then I'll never have a male friend.
And you, I mean, if you're in a relationship, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't. Nope, you shouldn't. Let me tell you, my
I found out
is a Sagittarius. My daughter is a Sagittarius, so I know exactly how she is.
I'm just
and
a stubborn
as hell. She has her male friends and things like that, but she's social. She's a social person, so she also talks to them. So you can't talk to this male friend. Is especially somebody that you used to date, even if it was somebody you used to date, now they're your friend, you know? And telling him all your business in your current relationship.
Right. Now, that's that. But okay, so I do have a male best friend, and we did date. And if he calls right now and say, I need you, I'm on my way, and vice versa. We do not talk to each other when we're really in relationships unless it's an emergency situation, because we both know that we can't control ourselves around each other. Those feelings will come back out. So we don't fuck with each other when we're in relationships. But now, going into a relationship, I advise the man of this friend, you know, I'm not going to talk to him, but I'm telling you right now, if he calls, I'm going. You can come too, but I'm going.
I can tell you.
I mean, my situation, see, I don't have female friends. I have nothing but male friends.
Right.
I don't have female friends. So, you know, and I'm finding I got a real super insecure man. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not accustomed to that either, you know? So, it's just funny that, you know, you touched on the whole independent and what you need and, you know, because sometimes I got to check myself, like, I guess
so
I'm the man in the relationship.
Hold on, wait a minute, stop. Let me ask you something. I mean, you say he's insecure, but could it just possibly be, it's not the fact that he's insecure, it's just the fact that, I mean, a respect level got to be shown somewhere. Like,
okay, I'm glad you said that.
If me and you are in a relationship, and I mean we're in a committed relationship, I'm not finna jump the fuck up every time this dude call you. Are you crazy?
Well, hold on. Check this out. You're absolutely right on the respect thing. Now, I'm saying going into this, you know, you are knowing that I have nothing but male friends.
You need to kick your male friends to the curb.
Well, hold on.
I mean,
you
can speak to them. Wait, maybe we're jumping ahead of ourselves. Your definition of, okay, I met you. Now, if I just met you, the life of you back, I see.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Let me just say, I meet you. Now, you say, well, I got male friends. Okay, I got female friends. But now, what is your definition of that? Okay, what do you do with these male friends? Is this something like they come pick you up every week, y'all go hang out, this, that, and other?
Let me help you out with that. See, everybody has a purpose. Every single one purpose has a purpose. And my platonic friend, see, I'm a social butterfly. I'm a networker. I'm all those things. So, you know, if any of them need anything or need me to direct them to whatever, you know, they got me, and vice versa.
It's
platonic.
In the words of Father Time, break this down like I'm in the fifth grade. What do you mean?
I thought I did.
No, because I'm not understanding, okay, if they need you in what aspect? Like, what are you saying? Like, if me and you together and and one of your friends call you, you finna tell me you got to go?
Yeah, you can come too.
Fuck you and him.
No, seriously, like, it could be a life or death situation. He might need me to pick him up because he's too drunk. He might need a listening ear for some shit he went on with his.
And him. Fuck
well,
you.
Well, you know what?
And
that's just what
question.
It would be. That
can
was just what
question?
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no
respect.
That's y'all friends. If would any of these men, as y'all friends, be with y'all if they had the opportunity?
I was asked that question by my guy.
Okay.
And you know, my answer to this, you know, I can't say that, you know, the little Peter Whacker don't get hired, you know what I mean? But it's not been displayed to me, you know what I'm saying, that they're trying to step to me in that manner. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But we as women, just like we want men to be all in and not one foot in and one foot out the door, that's how they look at it. So when you have all these male friends and things like that and you can run, and that's great that you got people. I'm not saying that you shouldn't, but I think there's a cutoff. that you're supposed to have. And that's my own personal belief. There's a cutoff you should have when it comes to having male friends. Because if that's the case, as soon as your man mess up, and it might not be that first time he mess up. And I'm mad as women, because I know how I think. If there's a motherfucker that's right around the corner and he waiting on me, he waiting on my man to fuck up, that's the first thing that comes to my mind. Well, shit, I ain't got to deal with this because I'm not all in. I'm not all in my relationship because I got something else waiting that I know I could have.
I might possibly be living in a bubble. I'm saying, you know, I'm loyal. I'm loyal, period. You know what I mean? If I'm with you, I'm with you. It doesn't matter whatever the hell this man is thinking, whatever the hell he's on, it's about me. And I said, ma'am, I would never let my friends step over the line, violate, disrespect, none of that. That will never happen. You know what I'm saying? That will not happen. So
and my
I'm
thing
saying
is,
as far as cut off, they respect. When I say I'm in a relationship, they respect that. And they fall all the way back. If you need something, whatever, you know, I'm here. But it's platonic, and I think that's what, I don't think that a lot of men think that women can have platonic friends.
You know what, hold on.
That's why
I said insecure. You know what, it's like here's the thing. Now, I heard Delightful say, yeah, if I know that if opportunity is given, these motherfuckers will try to talk to me. They would go. If opportunity is given, right?
All
right. We all in agreement to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now.
Okay, here's the
question. Let's just be realistic. Wait a minute. What's going on?
Nothing is. Hold on.
Let's put this in perspective. No man nor woman wants their mate around a motherfucker that you know that this motherfucker wants your mate. You know this. You know this for a fact. I'm not gonna be comfortable. I don't think nobody should be comfortable with somebody like that. Oh, he want me, but anybody can have a moment of weakness. I might have caused a moment of weakness, but whatever the case is, you think this motherfucker ain't sitting there like a vulture waiting? This is the whole purpose of this. This is what I tell people. I mean, y'all can say I'm whatever, but. There ain't no motherfucker. You ain't finna have no cousins, no brothers, no motherfucking best friends. Especially that brother shit. If that motherfucking baby picture ain't on your mama's wall, no, he's not your brother. Don't bring that brother shit around me. Because this motherfucker's sitting there. I'm a man. I done sat there and seen it done millions and millions of times. A man, this motherfucker don't know how to come at you. In a lot of cases, this man don't know how to come at you. So what does he do? I'm going to go with the brother route. Now, the brother route is this: he's supposed to be that shoulder. He's supposed to be the one you can lean on. He's supposed to be the one that you can trust. So now you talking to this man, and you giving this man all your he knows all your weaknesses. Because that's my brother. I talk to him about everything. Because the moment boyfriend.
I must live in a bubble.
He come.
Let me say this. Nine times out of ten, for me, anybody that I consider my male friend, I'm not attracted to you no way. So even if you sitting here with your dick hard and you interested in me, my man should be secure enough to know. I'm not. If I was interested in them,
You should have enough respect for me to say because I know that this motherfucker like me. Let me not be around it.
Why? I think because he has a dick and is around you, you're just insecure. I mean, it's not about the other person. It's not.
Okay.
It's not that at all. Mm-hmm. So
because you should be able to say, I know.
That's how I take that. I shouldn't be allowed to go to the club. I shouldn't be allowed to go to work because any man with a dick would damn near fuck anything.
Oh, see, y'all trying to compare apples to oranges. That's not even, y'all not even kidding. Y'all, now y'all just trying to be funny because that's not even what we're talking about. You know damn well if you all up in this motherfucker, okay, that's just like, okay, I remember a show where Miss Pimp, you got on the show and you was like, yeah, me and my friend and laid in the bed and, yeah, they got rock hard. Do you really think that's respectful to your dude?
Yeah, no, that's violating the code.
Hey,
I can't believe you remember that shit.
Yeah. That's a little bit hard. That's a little bit hard.
I do remember that, though.
Wait a minute.
Well,
wait a minute. Was that me?
No, that was Miss Pimp. Oh, my
okay.
God.
I was going to say, I don't remember that.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, well, she said they didn't do nothing. Y'all didn't do nothing. Y'all were just laying in the bed together naked or something. I can't remember exactly the full
conversation. I'm saying, I mean, is that proper etiquette when you got a woman? I mean, you got a man. I mean, you think your man's supposed to be like, well, damn, baby, it's cool. That's your boy. I mean, no, come on. Man, it's like y'all want to have it all. Y'all want the, like I say, y'all want the gangster with the PhD who just got all the street cred and, God damn,
I want
it all.
There's nothing wrong with wanting it all. You're not going to get it all, but there's nothing wrong with having expectations and standards now, damn it.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah
funny
I'm
going to bring
the whole bubble.
It's funny that you bring up standards because, how are the standards there when you're disrespecting the man? What's the standards at?
Okay, but what I'm saying is these male friends, male best friends, brothers, cousins, uncles, Bob, Tim, and Joe, whoever they are, if at the end of the day, if something happens, then the fault is on the woman, not the man, because at the end of the day, the loyalty was instilled in her and the trust was instilled in her. So if she allows it, then the blame is on her. You can't penalize him for playing his position. Your problem's with her.
Why give him the position to play it in the first place?
I didn't give him a position to play. Because whether he was my best friend or my friend, cousin, Bob, Tim, Joe, he's going to want me. So I didn't necessarily give him that position. He put himself in that position.
Right.
So that wait a minute. That if you telling me is that I'm supposed to just sit back and me knowing this dude want to fuck you, I'm supposed to say, well.
Well, how about you just thinking that he just wants to fuck you? Just because
wait a minute,
he's
now hold on.
Here.
See that? Here y'all go with this. Now you thinking? I mean, Janine just said it earlier. Come on, y'all know how a motherfucker feel about y'all. Now whether you choose to act on it, that's strictly up to y'all. But you know
that
a motherfucker like you.
I'm saying, I dig what you're saying, but that's not my situation. And that's why I'm like, y'all making me think I'm living in a damn bubble or some shit.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
But,
y'all are really
hey, where are the white women at?
Some damn
oh, my goodness.
Or something. Because it's not like that. And I'm super strong on this. I have friends,
and you know, Cass,
you're going to say that I'm, like, mad disrespectful to mine, but I had to tell him, and I constantly still tell him. You know, my friends were my friends before you and prior to you. Know that. I'm not going to get rid of them on the strength of you.
I'm not
going to do that.
Okay, but I'm not, you're not going to sit there.
So, listen,
if we got some code of respect, then you ain't going to
like that. Dig what I'm saying. Here's the respect. I'm loyal. You know what I mean? But I'm also a social butterfly. You know what I mean?
All
so
right.
When you say respect, because I have a conversation, I have to get questions about every little freaking thing. Who is he?
Well,
you don't want to be introduced
thing,
to
him. But now, I mean, you, come on, man. Y'all know what respect is and what's not. I mean, y'all, you know what?
I'm not even going to go through this with all you gay-ass females.
I'm not falling time.
Listen. So, Janine meets a new man, and they're all in. She's a part of your radio show. Y'all have to talk and coerce, and we do this conversation on here, and your dick might get hard occasionally. So because he has a problem with it, Janine is supposed to leave the radio show and no longer talk to you?
Hey, if that's what my man wanted to do, then I can respect that.
That's what I would do.
I gotta respect that. If my man say, look, I don't feel like this is the proper channel for you because our relationship is gone. So I gotta respect that. I'm not gonna be like, oh man, fuck him. I mean, I gotta respect that.
And I'm not gonna get on here and say fuck y'all, fuck the show, whatever. I might call, you know, separate and just be like, you know, this was discussed. He said he don't feel, you know, right with me calling the show, that he feels that that's disrespectful to him, and I just can't call the show no more. I mean, it ain't like I'm just going to go all out the way and be like, oh, I can't speak to y'all ever, but I can't call the show.
Wow.
Well, no, okay, you're saying, okay, you're taking it just to the extreme of the show, but y'all actually have a friendship. Y'all have, let's just say, it's been 15 years, and because now you can't call the show and you can't converse with him. So now I'm supposed to stop talking to him, my friend, for 15 years because you knew in the picture and we've been dating for a year and a half, and we're all
You know
here.
What? I'm going to tell you like this. If we're friends like that, I'm going to tell you like this. If I'm your friend like that, I understand your situation. I understand it. I mean, you got friends that you probably ain't spoke to in 5-6 years. But soon as y'all get back, soon as y'all see each other, y'all reconnect. But because of the situation that y'all been through, y'all went y'all separate ways. I mean, if a motherfucker like, man, you ain't shit, fuck that motherfucker, and something wrong with him. Hold on, we got another caller.
I'm speechless.
I have a true example. We got another caller.
Y'all stop being rude.
Who is it?
It's
me, man.
Oh, motherfucker.
Hey, nobody.
Right.
How you doing, sugar?
Hey, Father Time.
What's cracking, y'all?
Big Daddy on the line. All right. Got passed.
Okay. I really do have a true example, though, of this particular situation, okay? I had a father, and I used to date his son, okay? And I dated his son off and on for years. I mean, they knew my kids. I knew, you know, all the brothers and sisters. I was like family to these people.
Right.
And, I mean, they had keys to my house. That's how close we were. You know, even when I wasn't with his son, they had keys to my house because I felt like that was, you know, his daddy was my daddy, and we just were close like that. I trusted him, you know what I'm saying? But me and him ended up falling out, and then the daddy would keep calling me and stuff like that. You know, he was, you know, and it wasn't every day. He just wanted to, you know, I'm thinking he just wanted to see how I was doing and things like that. But, you know, it was times that he would try to set me up to meet his son. You know, set it up to where we at the same place at the same time, or set things up, you know, to try to reconnect us regardless if I was with somebody or not. So I had to cut him off too. And that's what I did. And I mean, that really, I felt like if you was truly my friend, you wouldn't have did that to me in the first place. Because you saw that I was trying to establish a relationship with somebody, but you didn't even care enough about my relationship and how I felt, but you was too busy trying to have your own agenda.
Again, I mean, the fault was his. That wasn't your fault.
No, and I'm not saying it was my fault, but what I'm saying is there are times where you do have to cut it off. Regardless of how close you say you are, and I mean, I was with them, with that family for 10 years. 10 years I was with them.
I dated
you know what? And hold on, I got one too. I had a female friend. That was, never touched her, never had no type of sexual contact with her, none whatsoever. None. I get in a relationship. I mean, of course she knows about the relationship, this, that, and other. And her and my girl at the time, they didn't click. They didn't click. For whatever reason, I'm not going to say who didn't click with who, because I really don't know. But they didn't click. Now, my girl was like, look, you know, I'm not feeling this girl, this, that, and the other, you know. Okay. So I went to her, and I told her, I said, look, man, because her thing was, okay, you're my friend, you was my friend first, I can come over to your house whenever I want to. No, you can't. You can't because she's here now. You can't come over there whenever you want to. So
y'all were
she
living
was like,
together?
Oh. Who?
You and a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the friend, her whole thing was, well, we've been friends before you and her were together, so I can come over there whenever the fuck I want to. I should be able to come over there whenever I want to. No, you can't. I mean, because out of respect, that's just like if you're due. But now, here's the same situation. Now, let's go. Let's fast forward about 5-6 years. Me and her still cool, but, you know, we didn't hang out anymore, nothing like that. I see her at a relative's house. And I look at her, and as I'm getting ready to speak to her, she's shaking her head. No, don't speak to me. Don't speak to me, because he right here. I look over, I see him. So, okay. Now, I could have did the same shit that she did. I could have been like, oh, fuck that shit, motherfucker. I've been friends with you for 20 years now. That motherfucker, fuck him. He ain't nobody. You just got with him last year. But I'm going to respect your relationship. Now, whenever you get a chance to come talk to me about it, come holler at me. But I'm not finna just sit there and, oh, my friendship is more important. I mean, no, my friendship. Being a friend, is that mean, okay, if that's the situation you in, I'm happy for you. Let me make sure you stay in that zone. I'm not finna pull you out of that zone just to prove a point that we big, that you got to be my friend. Come on. That's just, you know, that's childish.
Yeah. I was trying to say before, I have been in situations where men expect you to, like, I had a male friend who, when I say anytime I needed to go to work, if I didn't have a daycare or somewhere for my son to be, if I wanted to have time to myself, he would watch my son for me. Now, I was dating an African. Now, he's saying he's going to do all of this for me, pay all my bills and do all of this and buy me that. And one day, we had went somewhere. My friend had watched my child for me. He gets mad and tells me he needs to go. I want him to go, and I don't want him back over here. Now, mind you, this is the man who watches my son for me when you take me out. This is the man who watches my son for me. This is the man who does for me when I need him to. And I just got with you. We've just been talking for a couple of months. I've known him longer than I've known you. So I'm not about to put him out of my life just because I met you and you digging in your pockets, you know. But when it got down to it, I never understood how a man can want you to leave your friends alone. Stop associating with your friends, but they ain't going to stop talking to their friends.
You let them know who's most important. And so if you feel like your friend was more important, then you didn't want the relationship. You made that. Everybody makes their choices.
But I felt like, I mean, honestly, he had no reason
bet
to say that.
Bet you wish you had him now. Bet you wish you had that African now.
Akiki. I'm good.
Because Zimbabwe, please come back.
No, I'm good.
I mean, was he saying you could just bring your child with you? I mean, so did he give you other options as to, you know?
No, he wanted me to put him out of my house. We had just came from a date. He wanted me to put him out of my house and tell him right then and there that he had to go. And he could not come back over to my house. There was no discussion. You know what I'm saying? There was no, okay, well, I'm not feeling this dude. I think he want to get with you or anything like that. I want you to get another daycare.
I mean,
I'll pay for it. He didn't offer none of that.
Okay,
I mean,
you know she's not going to be honest about it, but I'm going to ask this question anyway.
What?
They do want you.
Yep.
Did you ever get with him?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. The defense rest.
No, it don't rest because honestly, I didn't. At the time that happened, I never looked at him that way at all.
But at some
honestly,
point,
that don't mean you looked at him. We're not saying that we, as the woman or the person in that situation, we're not saying y'all doing nothing wrong. What we said is that they might have other. You can't stop people from thinking the way they want to think.
And that's what I was telling him. You can't, regardless of whether he was interested in me or not, I was not interested in him. I was interested in the man I was with. That's why we were going out on dates and all of that.
But don't get mad because another man is interested in me.
They're going to be interested
don't
in me.
Don't get mad.
Wait a minute.
You tell this man, don't get mad at enough that a man is interested in me, and you know what? Hey, you know what?
No, I didn't even tell him that. I didn't tell him that. I'm just saying that's how I feel.
If I leave outside and go outside with what I got on right now,
I was talking. What do you mean?
So rude.
You know what?
I was in the middle of a conversation. If I go outside and I'm dressed to be seen, then I'm pretty sure men are going to try to approach me and all of that. But that does not mean that I'm going to give them a second thought or entertain that.
But they're not in your face every day. They're not coming in your house. They're not seeing your bedroom. They're not doing none of that. I mean, that's whole different than somebody that's sitting in your house every day.
And we didn't get together right after I left him alone. You know what I'm saying?
I ended up with other people.
Huh?
No, I'm not saying you did. I'm just saying you didn't give that man I know men look at that as disrespectful. It's just disrespectful.
Well, I mean, honestly, I didn't know what disrespect was because all of my friends, my male cousins, that's who I hung with, all men, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had a few female friends, but, like, my last long-term relationship, I had a male friend who used to call me from prison, right? Now,
mm-hmm.
I talked to him the whole time I was pregnant, you know what I'm saying, when I was alone and all of that. He was a friend. So my thing is, we together now. We in a relationship. You living with me. This man is in prison, probably going to be there for the rest of his life. We talking on the phone. This is conversation, and it's a friendly conversation, and I'm sitting next to you. Why would you be insecure and feel like I'm being disrespectful by talking to him, and I'm sitting right next to you?
Ooh, I can answer that one, too.
I was told that it was disrespectful. I didn't think it was.
It is, and my son's father, who I was with, is in prison, and he has tried to ruin every relationship that I've been in because they are stuck in time, okay, and all they have is your conversation, you know, trying to, you know, get what they need and things like that.
But we wouldn't even be talking about shit.
And you didn't see him no pictures or nothing like that, no sexy pictures, nothing.
I mean, we would talk about
not
while I'm in the room.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We can resume this in a second. We're going to go to this chronicle. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Part two. Well, I looked at my friend and said, why didn't you join in? I just wanted to see you fuck somebody. Well, it was good, but I know that you can get way freakier than that. She was right. So I got up to take a shower, needless to say, my friend joined me. You know, I had to thank her for that night that we just had. A couple of weeks went by. I went to go pay my friend an early morning visit. She opened the door wearing a T-shirt that I left from one of my prior visits. What's up, baby? Shit, you? I couldn't help but notice her nipples was erect. I grabbed and pulled her close to me. Where's the kid? She moaned. Gone. She pulled off my coat, and I grabbed the bottom of my T-shirt and slowly pulled it over her head. After that, I gently caressed those nipples. She moaned, oh, Cass. I laid her on the couch. Then I proceeded to undress. She sat up and began helping me fastening my pants, which immediately fell to the floor. She then pulled my dick through my boxes and started teasing me by licking the head of it. My eyes rolled in the back of my head. I pulled my shirt off. Why are you teasing me? She giggled, then shoved every inch of my dick into her mouth, in and out, in and out. I gripped her shoulders. That's when she paused. I swear it felt like my dick was all the way down her throat. She pulled me out of her mouth and began jacking me off. Don't you want to lick this wet pussy? Little did she know, I was willing to jump off a building for her at that point in time. I bent down. She said, lay down. I removed my boxes and laid on the couch. She straddled my face and spreaded her pussy lips. I began to lick soft and slow. She bent over. The 69 moment had started. We both moaned uncontrollably. Finally, she gave in and stood up. She began to ride my dick backwards. I grabbed her hips so I could thrust up as she pounced down. I sat up and cuffed her breasts, and she grabbed my hands and started to squeeze tightly. I'm coming, I'm coming. As she begins to shake, I pushed her from the back until her hands touched the floor. I stood up, never taking my dick out. She spread her legs. She began to bounce back as I pushed forwards. My legs began to tremble as I felt the nut coming hard and fast. I stood straight up. Oh, shit. I felt her body tense up. In the process of me coming, I pulled her back so close to me it felt like I was in her stomach. My friend stood up, spent around and kissed me on the neck. What are you doing later? Damn, you trying to get rid of me already? She giggled. Nah, I wanted to see if you was ready for round two. I looked at her. Damn, give me a minute. She laughed. Talking about me, you, and Nina. I fell back on the couch. She said, let me call her. I said, shit, go ahead. She walked in her room. I instantly started smiling. She came out like, can we go to your house? I said, yeah, about what time? She said, about 10. I said, yeah, that sounds good. So she looked at me. She said, you want to take a shower? I smirked. Of course. That night was up on us. And then we got to my house. Of course, we started out with a few cocktails, then adjourned to the room. I sat at the head of the bed. My friend sat in the middle. I heard a knock on the door. Who is it? A soft, sultry voice. Replied Nina. Opened the door. What's good? She looked up at me, and I couldn't help but to focus on her lips, thinking about our last escapade. Nina walked in and goes directly to my bedroom. I'm behind her with nothing but lust in my eyes. It was plain to see that my friend was a little tipsy off the Absolute and Cranberry. I sat back at the head of the bed, and without warning, my friend began to pull out my dick and start sucking on it. Nina giggled. I need a drink. Nina went to the dresser to fix a drink. I leaned back and let my friend tongue give my dick a bath. Now it was clear to see with every sip, Nina was getting more aroused. Suddenly, I hear a knock on the door. I looked up, bewildered. Who the hell is this? I got up and said, I'll be back. Nina asked me to turn on some music. As I walked to the door, Nina smirked and said, don't think we're going to wait on you. I laughed, closed the door. Then suddenly, all smiles turned to frowns. Who is it? Mark. Fuck. I put my head down, opened the door. What up, dude? Should just come through, see what you on. I got company, man. Sinister grin creased across his face. Cool. Well, the kid in me wanted to tell him, man, I'm about to fuck two women at the same time. But I knew better than put my business out there. Plus, I knew he was going to want in on it. So I gave him this cold stare, my girl. He stood and looked at me kind of confused. But to his knowledge, I ain't even got a girl. I hit you when she leave, man. I closed the door and smiled, because I could hear the faint moan along with R. Kelly's song, The Zoo, playing. Opened the door to see Nina's chocolate body poured all over my friend's yellow frame. I picked up my drink and looked on. My friend motioned me to come over. I hesitated while I'm finishing my drink. Finally, I crawled in the bed. I grabbed Nina's head and slowly pushed it down to my friend's pussy, where I soon joined her. I told my friend to spread her legs. I began sucking on her clit. I mean, it was licking around her pussy lips, and occasionally our tongues would meet in the middle. I raised up and told Nina to lay down. I began to caress Nina's pussy lips with my big head. I ended up slow. I felt her hands gripping, so I leaned down and passionately kissed her neck. My friend grabbed me by the back of my neck and guided me into Nina's face, where we engaged in a passionate kiss while I'm slow stroking her. I felt Nina getting wetter and wetter, so I pushed harder and deeper. I raised up and began kissing my friend. I never missed a stroke with Nina. I was thinking in my head, damn, I'm good. I moved my hand down and started caressing my friend, soaking wet pussy. Not to mention, still slow stroking Nina. Finally, I pulled out of Nina, and Nina told me to lay down. And when I say she went on a dick sucking marathon, Nina went to work. I told my friend to stand over me and bend down. I started licking her feet and ended up at her pussy. I gotta say, it was hard to concentrate because Nina was giving me the business. I told my friend to lay on her back. I looked at Nina and said, watch the way I control this pussy. She gave me a whatever look. I put my friend's legs on my shoulders and said, you ready? She looks up at me. I start fucking like a madman. I yelled out in this pained voice, give it to me. And instantly, she just explodes. My friend yells out, she can't stop coming. So I made my strokes even more forceful until the bed looked like somebody poured a pitcher of water in it. Nina's eyes as big as saucers. What the fuck just happened? I raised up with everything from my stomach to my lower thighs, all wet up. I looked at Nina. I bet you don't know how that feels, don't you? Nina didn't respond. But she was still looking at the bed in disbelief. I told Nina to startle my friend. Then I went behind Nina. Then I told her to clamp her legs around my waist. Then I inserted my dick in my friend and began dicking her down. I heard my friend say, I'm coming. Suddenly, those wet juices began to explode onto Nina's pussy. Nina's head flew back, and I truly believe my friend's juices made Nina start coming. I pulled out of my friend, turned Nina on her side, made her lay in a fetal position. Then I started ramming hard and fast. Finally, I stopped and stood up in the bed and began to explode. With two women laying at my feet, I looked at my friend and said, was that better? She looked at me and said, hell yes. So your boy, Cass. That is Kate, 82. See y'all next week, Cass Chronicles. I'm out.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Woo! That was hot. Woo! That was hot.
Mm-mm.
That's fine. Mm-mm. I'm going to have to watch the movie tonight.
For the last 2, maybe 5 minutes, I missed it. People in my ear talking, couldn't hear. I'm mad. I got to rewind. Oh, my God. And it was, look, I'm sitting here sweating, like, get the fuck away from me. Get away from me. I need to hear this. Like, I'm getting hot. I'm almost there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just got to know one thing. When are we going to play one of mine?
You got some? You got some?
You know what? Yeah, we're going to play
several,
Mom's
girl. Time. You better ask somebody.
You know what?
No,
I don't know, y'all.
I didn't hear that one.
No,
okay.
We'll save it.
Wait, for next Tuesday,
do I
need to make a clock for that, too?
Say what?
I said for when? Next Tuesday. Do I need to make a clock for that, too?
No, we only play them on Wednesdays.
Okay. We going to queue up Father. All right, y'all. Father Times Chronicle is coming next week. All right, we gonna play Father Times Chronicle.
No, don't play the last. Don't play the last. Play that first.
What first? You only got one.
Yeah,
I'm
talking to you. No, man, get the fuck out of here.
You're right.
I'm
on the
grill. I'm serious, dog. I only ever heard one from
No,
you
man, the very,
like
first,
heard three.
The very first one I did was
okay.
With the double penetration. Then that one I did with talking
double
at the
penetration. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, dog. I don't remember that one. I don't have it. I'm serious.
Go
I'm not being funny. I don't have that one. I have the first one.
Go Go through the archives, man. Go through the archives, dog.
I've been through all the archives. Don't have that one. Do anybody remember Father Time? Double Penetration Chronicles?
But
I don't
remember
because
we had
one.
She had an issue with it.
I remember one.
She had an issue with it?
No, he's saying you had an issue with it.
I had an issue with what?
With the Double Penetration Chronicle.
You know what? You might be the reason why I had to go on that video and look and see. I wonder.
Fuck it, man. I'll go find all my chronicles my damn self.
Hey, I know, I got it. I was, I got a chronicle. Too. Double penetration.
I got a chronicle too.
Y'all
still got my chronicle?
Nah, I do still have yours.
Yeah,
I'm off the chain. I
want to
make a chronicle.
Me too.
Oh Lord,
hey,
we go.
You know what? We used to let people do that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people don't always come through. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is we ain't just people. We're here every week.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't hear it all before, though. We've been doing this shit a long time.
All right, well, I'll inbox your mind in about a week. Put me on the timer.
Mm. Okay. Well, that's the how it works. Hey, dog. Hey, you like my action figure, man?
Yeah, man, I did, man. It don't look like you to me, man. I'm sorry.
It do.
I see it. I ain't trying to hate, man.
Hey.
I'm just being honest.
He needs a hat.
But it was cool, though, man.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
That would make him 10 times sexier. Yeah, I know.
Ooh,
I'm a
with
sucker
a hat
for
on?
A baseball cap. Yeah, I'm a sucker for a baseball cap. It's sad to say.
Okay,
I mean,
I
I've never seen you without a hat. Never, ever, ever seen you without a hat. So, for me, the doll needs a hat.
Okay, I'm going to try to find a hat. That's a big-ass head on this doll, though.
They wanted to get it as close as possible, you know.
All right. Okay. I like how you slid that in there. That was cute. But now, hold on, y'all. I got, you know, I could change the clothes, right? I could change the clothes. So I'm thinking about putting them in some superhero gear and have my ghetto Justice League. Nah.
I'm done.
Who want to be a part of my ghetto Justice League?
Lord Jesus.
Let's see. We gotta all come up with. We gotta come up with names. So
I don't know if anybody on the team
of
yet.
Of our superhero names.
Yeah, your superhero names. Nah, I got a couple of them for you. Nah, I gotta see who's gonna be a part of my squad though. Let's see. Mother, you wanna be a part of my squad?
For sure.
Okay, I already got the name for you. This gonna be your superhero name. Now you gotta take in mind we got those superheroes.
I'm a taken man.
All right. You gonna be Dick Rider. Make a motherfucker come in 2.3 seconds.
Well, hey, I can do that, but, you know.
Okay. All right, Jadine, you with me? You on the team or what?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, so now we got to come up with a name for you. Suckalicious. There you go. Suck a motherfucker off in 2.3 seconds.
Suck your ball dry.
Suck your ball dry. Just suck
back
the soul out of motherfucker.
Bam.
Yeah, I could deal with that, man.
Okay, all right. Miss Pimp.
talk to me.
You down with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Now, Miss Pimp going to be this pimp. We might have to make Miss Pimp a bad guy. We might, because we all need a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Every superhero need a villain. And, you know, Miss Pimp got all this motherfucking things, so we're going to call her Queen Anal. Because she got them bees that been put up in your ass somewhere and then fucked y'all up.
Oh, wow.
Pet
Queen Anal. Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh,
all right. All right, Delightful. You with us? You
I guess
so. What you want to be pro? You want to be pro? You want to be a good guy or a bad guy?
I don't know. Surprise me. I'm more of a bad girl, though.
Okay, you want to be a bad girl? Nah. Well, I guess Queen Angel, she gonna need somebody. She gonna need her right hand, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
All right. So we speaking of hands, we gonna just call you Miss Jackoff because you could jack a motherfucker off and put him into.
You know.
Real quick,
0 to 100.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know,
but
I Father Time, don't let her jack you off, Tyler. Oh, Father Time. See, that Father Time in the coma because the life of the jacked him off so quick that I got to come save him because that Father Time just slipped into a coma.
Damn. All off of jack off, huh? I'm a bad
right.
girl.
Super strong arm.
Come on, man. I mean, hey, we can make this work, y'all. We can make this work.
And I guess with my magic beads, you jacking them off? Shit.
That's a paralyzing situation right there.
Right, see, they the one-two punch. See, while she jacking him off, here come Queen Angel with the stick of them bees in his ass. Wow, that ain't y'all fucked up.
Speaking of which, I seen an article today for you men that don't like to eat the groceries where a woman sliced her man's penis off because he wouldn't eat the groceries.
Oh, I seen that shit. I thought it was fake.
I didn't read the full article. I just seen the cast, and it made me think.
Yes.
I was like, well, damn.
Yes.
Nah, I hope they get that bitch to death penalty.
Damn.
I trade me because I ain't doing it.
Is it that deep?
Well, you don't want to fucking hurt me, Angie. You better go check her pizza out.
Oh,
I hope they get that motherfucker to death penalty. All right, y'all.
That's
dangerous. We're coming to the end of the show. This has been one of the wilder ones. All right. I know how we do it. Mother, you got any last words?
I would like to say I enjoyed myself this evening, and I'm can't wait to put in my chronicles for y'all. So I'll see y'all next week. Talk to y'all next week.
Nobody want to hear them black empowerment chronicles. As I stood, buried my chest down on him. No, never mind.
Yeah. This chest is nice.
Whatever. Get the post. Yeah. All right, Miss Pimp, you got any last words?
Yeah, man. Y'all are crazy. I love y'all. Queen Anal, signing out.
Right?
That's what's up. Miss Jack, I mean, Delightful. You got any last words?
Well, as of right now, I'm going to inbox Father Time so I can throw him into a coma, and I will be back next week after he checks out the hospital.
That's what's up.
I'd go for that.
All right, that's suckalicious.
He is suckalicious. You're not saying it right.
Oh, okay. I think they all need to be bad guys, dog. We just take them on. We take on all of them. What you think, dog?
What are y'all names? Y'all didn't ever say what y'all superhero names were going to be.
Cast of all the time. Shit, we good.
No superhero
Good show. I'll be here next week, like always.
That's what's up. That's what's up. What you got for me, homeboy?
Man, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Shout out to Gainesville Radio. Peace, love, hair grease. God bless. Good night. Oh, I got to say, on the site, SandCityRadioShow.com. Miss Pimp and Delightful. Y'all are very cute. Just showing y'all some love. They're fine, man. All the fellas, go check them out. SandCityRadioShow.com. I'm out.
Hey, man. That's Queen Anal and Miss Jackoff.
My
all
bad.
Right, y'all. Thanks to everybody for calling today. Thank everybody for tuning in. SandCityRadioShow.com. All right, we out this bitch. Peace.